Well, it's lunchtime here in Farley Hill at the shopping centre, and we're gathered together about to start the 18th annual Luton Peace Walk. You can hear behind me some of the West African drummers who are accompanying us as we set off round the Farley Hill estate. Walking around in this way gave us the opportunity to talk to each other. The first person I spoke to was the Mayor of Luton, Councillor Mohamed Farouk.
I'm just walking along, and who shall I find? Mr. Mayor, Mayor of Luton. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
And how important do you think these sort of things are in our communities?
I think it's very important for our communities, and getting people together.
Yes.
And sending a good message to just not only Luton, around the world, that how we can live together. We all should live together and have a peaceful mind and work in heaven without any cause of disruption, anything. It tells us the positive side of Luton, you know, how the Luton living together in harmony.
Yes.
We then continued to the Catholic Church and then the Methodist Church, and by this time our numbers had increased to over 200, all walking along together with banners, balloons and placards.
OK, well, on the walk as well, I found Jan Green, a representative of the Jewish community. Jan, how have you found this afternoon?
I found it very interesting, and it's nice to hear all the people mixing together and see the people mixing together. We're only here on this planet for a very short space of time, and we should all get on and live in harmony and peace.
Mm.
And it's all about peace and harmony.
And that's very much the message that we've got this afternoon.
Yes. Be nice to everybody. Just be nice to everybody. Do the best you can. Help people when you can. Just be a nice person. That's
and if that spread...
That spread, it would be an amazing place.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Someone else I've met on our walk, which has now turned a little bit damp and a little bit cold, is the Bishop of Bedford, Richard Atkinson. Bishop.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think this afternoon and each of the annual walks is terribly important. It's a reminder of the commitment to peace that unites the faith communities. And it's really important that that message is heard, as that's what faith communities are about, rather than some of the negative headlines that so sadly are dominating the agenda at the moment. Yeah. There is a train of connection that goes right back to ordinary people saying, actually, this is not the world we want. And I think at the moment, with the backdrop we've got, violence in so many places, this has moved up the agenda. And so this actually says, this is what's really important. A lot of the people here are bringing their prayer and their faith to it, celebrating that we're one people, God's people, and in that we need to work together for the common good.
The rain had got stronger, and at 4 o'clock we made it to our final stopping point at St John the Baptist Anglican Church, where the parishioners treated us to an English afternoon tea.
Well, we've come to the end of the walk now, and I'm sitting in the back of the church. You can probably hear people getting refreshment in the background in the church hall, and I'm with Canon Peter Adams. Peter, what's been your involvement with this walk?
I work with the churches in Luton and across the faith communities, just building a peaceful community. It's lovely to see people from across the town, but also people across this community.
But what do you think a walk like this does?
I think to be able to see all these people walking together, even in the rain, shows a commitment to one another, to building community. Peace around the world is actually not a lot different, it's just a lot bigger. But if everybody did it, we could all make the world a better place.
I think the image I will take away from the walk is that of seeing a Jewish couple huddling out of the rain under a giant gazebo at the Farley Mosque, enjoying the delicious sweetmeats and pakoras that the Muslim community had prepared for everyone. That just summed up the day for me.